All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and Merry Christmas! I've got what I didn't think was going to come out until the 31st, Venus Blood Ragnarok International. Okay, so this is the sequel to Venus Blood Frontier International. If you haven't played that, you can pick it up on Jest USA for a discounted price, you can pick it up on GOG for a discounted price, you can pick it up on Steam for a discounted price, so definitely pick it up. It's like $30. This one is $40. Yes, this is an investment, but this is a full freaking RPG. Oh, by the way, excuse me. I think there is, if I recall correctly, hold on, let me look. No, I don't see it here. See, that's the battles, so that's not gonna be it. It might be something I can look at later in the game, but there's supposed to be a way to basically make it so you can have the adult scenes or not have the adult scenes. Because if that says Goddess Corruption Tentacle Turn-Based Adventure Strategy RPG, which means there's a lot of Goddess Corruption Tentacle Turn-Based Adventure Strategy RPGing in this game. And, also, yes, that's what I'm running. I've never played a game before that literally said, hey, Grim, let's tell the world what you're running. So, yeah, it's literally 64-bit Direct 3D 11 NVIDIA GeForce RTX 4060, 37, that's how much RAM I have. And, of course, 1920, I'm in 1080p, and I'm in 60Hz. So, that's what I'm doing. And 64-bit Windows. So yeah, that's really what I'm running. That's crazy. I've never seen a game like, hey, we've detected your settings. It's like, shit. But, all right. Let's get started. By the way, I don't know, I literally know fuck all of what's going on because I haven't really even played Frontier yet. It's just so long, guys, and I've been getting through the Rance games, but I figured since this came out, I might as well just freaking bring it to you guys, right, on joystick? And you're gonna be confused, too, because there's, like, a whole lot of battle. I mean, like, 50 hours of battle from the last game. So we have no idea what's going on, either. We're just gonna go in blind to it's a direct sequel, by the way, guys. We're not even talking sequel. We're talking this happened immediately after Frontier. So if this is a spoiler for anyone, please, you know, jump off and go play Frontier. Again, it's cheap. You can get it cheap right now. So let's get started. By the way, we got something else to do also. So, you know, bear with me on that. We're gonna get it ready. New game. Okay, so I think... Alright, so it says start game mode, normal mode, start the story from the very beginning. I can't do anything else. By the way, when you beat the game, you can actually access a lot more shit. Like, you can really change the way the game plays. From the amount of gold to everything. So, inheritance settings, one who stands with nothing stands to gain everything. So there's no inheritance settings because I didn't play the original yet, and I guess that happens later. Or maybe after I beat the game. Difficulty settings, casual mode where you can instantly win battles. I was told to do that if I like the story. Because I've been told the battles can be a little difficult. But let's try the battles, okay? We're gonna try them. Berserk settings. Raises enemy stats separately from difficulty selection. Berserk levels can be selected from difficulty hard and above. So, we can put them on nothing. We can put them on a little strong, pretty strong. Holy crap, that's strong. Whoa, holy shit, man, they're powerful. And, wow, I'm not even gonna play on that level. And you can select the moon the game will start on. Fire, water, wind, earth, light, and dark. Now, I have no idea what that means. Okay, so here's the setting I was telling you guys about. Extra scenes are your adult scenes. Since we're playing this on adult platforms, we can do that. But if you are a person that, you know, you just want to play the game for the game, and you don't want to see the Goddess Corruption tentacle shit, which probably isn't 100% necessary for the plot. I'm pretty sure they make it, you know, so that you don't, you know, need to understand that as part of the lore. It's just there for the people who want the Goddess Corruption tentacle porn. You can also start the game during the day or at night. Well, let's start during the day.
In the year 538 of the Imperial Calendar, the old chief god Odin passed away.
He's probably around alive in the last game.
With the loss of Odin, god of all gods, came turmoil between gods and demons, which quickly escalated into an all-encompassing civil war. Furthermore, the boundaries separating the heavenly and demonic realms became increasingly unstable. Rumors circulated of expanding dimensional distortions and unidentified forces grew prevalent across the land. The Asgardian Empire found itself facing its most significant crisis since its inception. In response to the gods' call for the elimination of the demons, a renowned General Berg issued a proclamation to the Demon Lords. He formed the Demon Liberation Army and began to march towards the Imperial capital of Valhalla. In the ranks was one known as Vali, a former Imperial prince born into adversity. General Berg, commander of the Demon Liberation Army. My name is Vali Lefay. I have arrived at your command.
Oh, わざわざ来てもらってすまんね, Vali. 聞くところによると, Kは女神トゥルカの血を引く高等の生まれだそうじゃない。
Apologies for the long journey, Lord Vali. I've heard that you have come from the noble bloodline of the goddess Tarka.
Should be
Tirka.
News of you brighten my wife's outlook on what's to come. She believes that you will be a tremendous asset to the Liberation Army as a man of such royal blood. Perhaps not. I have been disinherited, left with naught but the thick blood of demons running through my veins. Respect for the gods had long been ingrained within Asgard royalty. Vali, who had inherited strong demon blood, had been stripped of his inheritance and left with no choice but to leave Valhalla. And that shit probably all happened in the last game. From the very beginning, Asgard was born from the union of the demon king Loki and a goddess. It's only natural that someone in the family would inherit strong demon blood. I don't understand why they're so exclusive. The gods shouldn't be so strict. Did you call me here just to make small talk before the great battle? I'm afraid I've gotten off track. There's actually something I'd like you to do, considering your background as a royal from Valhalla. What do you mean by that? You lived in Valhalla until you were 12 years old and were then exiled by your family. You must still be familiar with the place, right? I hear there are some conservatives still loyal to the former prince. The conservatives have no power. We can't rely on them. No. The voice of the people is not to be underestimated. If we can use them effectively, we might be able to reverse their strong beliefs in destroying demons to create divisions among those who believe in divine superiority.
そこでだ。ケイには別動隊を率いて迂回路からバルハラに向かってもらいたい。
That's where you come in. I want you to lead a detachment to Valhalla by lesser known routes.
ケイが敵を動揺させてくれれば願ってもない。バルハラの城壁を突破できれば言うことはないが、それができなくとも敵主力の後輩を突くことはできる。
I ask that you would disrupt our enemy. Ideally, you would break through the walls of Valhalla, though we would still be able to attack the enemy from behind, even if you aren't able to do so. What do you think? Is this guy serious? If I were to enter Valhalla, the general's reputation would be ruined. Am I to be his pawn? Or does he want someone to cause a scene? Is he testing me with this question? All right, I'll lead the party.
お、やってくれるか。
Oh, so you'll do this for me. However, I want you to leave full command of the unit to me. Waiting for instructions from the main force would mean we can't move quickly enough.
もちろんだ。バルハラを脅かしてくれるなら手段は問わない。K の采配に期待するとしよう。
Of course. I don't care how you do it, so long as you threaten Valhalla's stability.I look forward to hearing how you'll lead your troops. With a scowl and a nod of the head, Vali left. After seeing off the young leader, Berg called out someone deeper within the encampment.
久々の再会だったんだろう?本当に顔を見せなくてよかったのかい?
It's been a long time since you've seen each other, hasn't it? Are you sure you don't want to show your face?
同じ屋敷で過ごしていた。私のことなんてもう忘れてしまっているでしょう。
Not particularly. We only lived under the same roof for a short time. I'm sure he's forgotten all about me by now. A girl emerged from behind the curtain that divided the room. Her exquisite, beautiful face radiated a mysterious aura. However, her eyes gave off a coldness as if she cared for nothing in the world. General Berg shook his head dramatically.
やれやれ、相変わらずだね。難しい落とし頃ならわかるが、パパとしては少し心配だよ。
You never change. I know you're at that difficult age now, but I'm your papa, so I worry about you.
ま、バーリ殿には、愛しの娘の関心を引くほどの活躍を期待しておくとしようか。
Well...Let's hope that Vali will achieve great success, enough to catch even my daughter's eye. Do you think he'll survive the battle? Huh, so you are worried. I can reassign him if you want.
いいわよ、ベルグ。余計なことしないで。
It's fine, Berg. That is quite unnecessary. The girl's cheeks were flushed as she pretended to be unaffected.
いつになったらパパと呼んでくれるのかね?うちの娘は。
I wonder when my dear daughter will start calling me Papa.
Buddy!
As he was exiting the general's tent, a pair of familiar faces stopped him.Hello, Lord Vali. I am pleased to be able to see you before your departure.
厄介な任務を押し付けられたのだろう。決戦を前にして難儀なものだな。
I'm sure the general gave you a difficult assignment. It must be tough right before the great battle and all. Sieg, I didn't know you and your sister were both here at the main camp, too.
俺の軍は前線の右翼に配置された。敵主力との激突は避けられない。厳しい戦いとなるだろう。
My troops are positioned on the right wing of the front line. We'll have to clash with the enemy forces head on. It's going to be a tough fight. What's the matter? That's not like you. Are you scared?
兵の損耗はなるべく抑えたい。俺はまだここが命を張る戦場じゃないと考えているからだ。
I want to minimize losses. I don't think this is the place for us to put our lives on the line just yet. Hey,
Don't say that. Someone might overhear you here.
それでもお前には告げておこうと思った。俺は今もベルク将軍に覇気が欠けているように思えてならん。
I wanted to tell you something. I can't help but think that General Berg lacks ambition.
将軍が本気で親族を打倒して、バルハラを落とそうと考えているようには見えないのだ。
The general doesn't seem entirely committed to overthrowing the gods and bringing down Valhalla. You don't mean?
Vali.
Haven't you noticed, Vali? The Liberation Army is indeed a powerful force.All the generals who answered the call to join are distinguished warlords among the demons. But they lack organization compared to the gods. The gods are so united in their desire to destroy demonkind, while the demons seem more concerned in their own interests. You're right. General Berg's strategy seems to lack its usual vigor.
まだ戦機が満ちていないと考えておられるのだろう。
他のどこ
かで迷っているのか。
General Berg might still think that it's not the right time to strike. Somewhere in his mind, he's wavering. Wavering, is that why he ordered me to do such a disreputable task? Asking me to lead this detachment? Can he truly hope that having the conservatives on our side will be useful? Or does he want me to test that theory? Not the right time to strike, huh?I understand now, but even if it works, continuing to wait this out won't benefit the demons. Lord Vali, is something the matter? I'm just processing what Seed said. A mission with my own detachment, this could turn out badly.
But, Tairo was created. I and you are the same time as the soldiers. The death is close.
Vali.Make sure you have an escape route. We joined up at the same time, so it'd be a shame to see a comrade of mine die. You too. Odin's death has certainly brought about some interesting times. It would be a shame to meet our end at a place like this. Lord Vali, are you leaving so soon? We need to prepare for our attack. We can't afford to stand around. Wait! Huh?I just wanted to say, please take care of yourself. Good luck! Good luck to you guys, too. Okay. Shortly after, Vali departed with a detachment primarily composed of his own troops. Not long after that, the main forces of the Liberation Army began their march. In the early hours of the next morning, on the southern plains of Valhalla, he confronted the army of the gods. A battle between gods and demons was about to begin.The Liberation Army held the upper hand in terms of sheer strength in battle, and it appeared that the Blitzkrieg on Valhalla had succeeded. However, the gods had a secret plan to compensate for their lesser numbers. The Thunder General Fana stood atop a hill overlooking the soldiers. She wielded a sword too large for her stature and directed its tip towards the Shadow Cavalry flying overhead. The demon vanguard flies above us. We won't allow a single soldier to reach Valhalla. Lightning Blade Balmung, unleash your thunder! Strike them down! Black clouds swirled above Fauna's head.Purple lightning bolt shot down, taking out all the Demon Liberation Army troops flying in the skies. Ah! 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 Sieg and Lin watched from the ground as the elite flying unit was wiped out. Brother, could this be?
この力、まさか話に聞く女神の真相か?
Is this the power of the rumored divine goddess? If so, then she must be... This strange anomaly was not limited to the right wing under Sieg's command. As the devastation from lightning fire unfolded, the other soldiers took it as a single launch on, counter-offensive rather, guys, on all fronts. Against the formidable demon army, the human-led forces managed to push back the front lines despite their inferior strength. At the center of this counter-offensive... There are so many scary demons here! Everyone, please protect Euler! Grimrune, my song makes you all 100 times stronger! Euler, nicknamed the Idol Goddess of Hope, possessed a singing voice that was amplified several times by her strange staff. Her melody flew over the troops in steady waves, unlocking strength beyond their potential. Brother! We can't hold the front line! We may have more veteran soldiers, but they're pushing us back! It has to be her! It's the goddess! The spirituality of the gods, what should have been lost, resides within them! Should this continue, our entire army will collapse! Is Lord Vali safe with this force? General Berg, how much of this did you foresee? The battle had completely turned. The Demon Liberation Army lost its advantage and each front began to collapse one by one. The Army of the Gods advanced steadily through the center of all the chaos. Leading the way was Flora of Fertility, the renowned matriarch of Central Ginli. She maintained her elegant smile even amidst the fierce battle. Oh dear, they're no match for us. What utter panic after simply witnessing Fana and Euler's power? Disunity to be expected from such greedy demons. Shall we simply kick them aside? Roaring Club Gullinbursti! Awaken the wrath of the earth! Flora struck the ground with her club. At first, it didn't appear to be with much force, but a strong tremor coursed through the ground after a few moments. A serpentine fissure erupted from her feet, swallowing the demon soldiers! Help! Yeah! Demon soldiers either fell into the crack or were crushed to death. Flora leapt across the trail of pitiful victims with light steps, moving swiftly from one place to another. Eventually, she approached the Demon Liberation Army and the banner of General Berg. Well met, General Berg. How long has it been? Since Odin's funeral, I believe? We met once more at the table of the gods. Excuse me. Well, there was the gods there, but let's go back around. We met once more at the table of the demons and the gods, didn't we? Negotiations ended in failure, so here we meet again today. I'm glad to see you're in good health, Flora. And I'm amazed to hear that you have been imbued with the spirit of a goddess.
and that you now have such miraculous powers. What? No surprise? By the look on your face, I suppose you already knew? Since you're so vehement about annihilating all of demonkind, you must be confident in your ability to carry out your plan, right? And if we're talking about the goddess supposedly lost in the Vergees calamity, you'd have quite a bit of support from the faithful. What a frightening man, but somewhat relieving. For now, I will be able to bury someone of your stature early in this war, General Berg.
Yeah.
You say, I'm frightening. Berg gave a bitter smile as Flora launched at him with her golem-bursty divine gear. Divine gear were tools and ritual wear for the goddesses with miraculous powers. The earth-shattering golem-bursty could combust one's flesh and blood instantly upon attack. It's a hell of a weapon, guys. Despite this, it did not shatter Berg. He defended the blow with a nail that he carried. This has been a hell of a nail. Oh, what is this? I'm sorry, but my head must remain on my shoulders for a bit longer. I'll have to put this fight on hold. Even against Flora's divine gear, his nail would not break. On the contrary, it grew larger by the second. Now, I'm assuming from Castlevania terms, because that's the first time, and I'm not talking about Dracula's fingernail, but I remember a weapon called a nail, and I'm not talking about Hollow Knight nail either. I'm talking about that there's an actual weapon called a nail, and it's a type of dagger or sword, if I'm not mistaken. And I think this is what they're talking about by a nail. They're not talking about, like, an actual nail that you would hammer into a wall. Now it could no longer be called a nail. So we do know it's short. The curved shape gradually transformed into a ship, preparing to launch from the ground, carrying troops directly under Berg's command. Is this dark gear? I see now. General Berg, I'm not the only one who has achieved spirituality. The Ship of Nails, Naglfar. A trump card should always be saved for the last moment. Thanks to you, we got to see what the gods have in store for us. That is why you engaged in this battle? If that's true, did you think we'd just let you escape? Flora readied her club cautiously. The divine gear held the power to shatter the earth and rend the land asunder. Even a full army would have difficulty escaping her pursuit. She intended to bury the ringleader of the demons here and now. However, Flora was about to swing her club when a dangerous weapon struck her swiftly, seeming to cut through her consciousness and even the wind itself. What's that? A chakram? Flora repelled the attack with her club in the blink of an eye, yet her voice still wavered. The flying machine continued to stay in the air and roared with a surge of magic. She backed off without hesitation the moment the vortex of light appeared. My dark gear is called Blitchandable. The gods aren't the only ones with miraculous weaponry. Who are you?
She's
Have I not introduced her yet? Her name is Vidar, my little girl. The daughter of General Berg, but her eyes are... Flora was startled by the sudden arrival of the girl. Berg continued to prepare their retreat. The giant nail ship took in his troops and was ready to take off in mere moments. Thank you, Vidar. Come on, get in. Let's leave this battlefield. Of course, Berg. I know what to do. I told you to call me Papa! Wait! Don't you dare run! Flora leapt forward in pursuit. But by the time she did, the ship carrying Berg and his soldiers had already escaped the range of a roaring club. Now you'll have to excuse us. I look forward to the time we meet again. What a cunning man. Just as the goddess possesses divine gear, the elite among the demons wield dark gear. General Berg wants a descendant of the Imperial line within the old demonic empire to also regain lost spirituality. However, he had kept this a secret, not even informing the allied generals of the Liberation Army. The general believed that this battle with the gods would provide him with the opportunity to find out what cards his enemies held. Flora's divine gear wasn't suitable for aerial attacks. She abandoned the chase and watched as the oddly shaped ship flew away. Who is that Vidar girl, I wonder? Well, nothing left but to eliminate every last demon remaining here. Lord Vali, the main force is falling back! There's a goddess among the enemy ranks! Unconfirmed reports are coming in that they're destroying the Liberation Army with divine gear! My lord, Liberation Army General Berg is retreating! Now's not the time to deal with Valhalla. If the general has retreated, there's no reason for us to stand our ground any longer. Seeing where the enemy soldiers are now, we're being pushed back. This isn't the place to sacrifice our lives, like Sieg said. I must survive, no matter what. Soldiers, move out! We're leaving Valhalla! Understood! All troops, move out! Vali's retinue? Never heard of that word. That is a new word on me. Relayed his orders to the officers. Vali's detachment turned their backs and swiftly led the battlefield where gods and demons clashed. However, they were stopped moments later. What's that? A lone figure emerged on the path before Vali and his soldiers. Just one person, there was no sign of soldiers hiding to either side, and the figure advanced toward Vali's unit. Long hair and slender pale limbs extended from beneath the armor. It was a woman. I mean, you can see that. Vali couldn't decide for a moment whether the woman was an ally or an enemy. However, suddenly the woman raised the tip of her knight's spear to Vali. A wave of divinity reached Vali in a gust of wind. Instantly he felt chills all over. Jurnhilde! Broomhilde! Spear of Fealty Nibelung! Pledge yourselves to me, spirits of death! In response to Hilde's resounding words, knights in white and silver armor appeared surrounding them. They launched a vicious assault as Hilde raised her spear. An ambush! Could this power be the same as that of the divine gear Nibelung that Goddess Tirica wielded? Could she be? I guess this is fate. I never thought that you would block my path. I never thought that you'd be... I see. A divine gear. A goddess. Haha! I'm happy, Hilde. Lord Vali? He shrugged off subordinates as they attempted to restrain him and lunged forward. Each of the enemy knights summoned by Hilda's divine gear had the power of a hero. volley forced his way straight through the formidable opponents before him, approaching Hilding. By the time he reached her, he was covered in blood and wounds. Still, his momentum remained the same. He clenched his teeth. Aha! It's been a while, Hilding. You're my brother? Why are you here? I joined the Demon Liberation Army after the Imperial Family expelled me. To regain what was taken from me. No, for much loftier goals. It's fate that you stand here before me, Hildy. Or perhaps an inevitable destiny. How interesting this is. Vali swung his sword with force. Hildy, on the other hand, moved with fluid movements, fluid movements, evading the tip of his sword. Flora has ordered that I cut off all paths of retreat for the demon forces. And you're the first to fall into my trap. In other words, you are a coward and the first to run. How dare you! Volley deflected Hilda's attack with his sword. I feel no destiny nor fate. My mission is to destroy all demons who disturb the peace of the Empire. That is all. No matter who my opponent is, my duty remains the same. We will turn Asgard into a utopia, just like Yggdrasil once was. We must destroy all demons to make this a reality. Ha, is that so? Then you'll pay for it dearly. The goddess Tyrka was said to be most favored by the Overlord Loki. Vali and his sister Brunhilde were born into the imperial bloodline of Tyrka. However, their fates could not have been more different. Vali, born with strong demon blood, was shunned by his family who believed in divine superiority. He was cast aside as an illegitimate son. Meanwhile, his half-sister Brunhilde was appointed as a blessed war goddess. Now she stood in Vali's path, wielding the spirituality of the gods. I lost everything, so I sought power. I will have power over kingdoms, people, women's, god-women's. Not like that. I will have power over kingdoms, people, women, gods, demons, everything. How could you ever defeat me? You were given everything at birth. What? What's wrong? Is that all the power you have, goddess? It's true, you are powerful. I can sense your determination, the effort that the circumstances of your birth have driven you to. But you're not strong enough to defeat a goddess, brother. Huh? Spear of fealty, Nibelung. In honor of our pact, let spirituality flood my being. Overdrive! Hildy held her spear up to the heavens, and a wrath of divinity gathered around her. The next moment, she disappeared. An intense and violent aura could be sensed coming from Vali's blind spot. She's fast. Even I can't catch her. My spear is a new divine gear. My spear is a new divine gear reforged with Tyrka's spear of fealty. It allows me to imbue myself with the power of the spirits of death. But whether I can draw out all the power of the spirits depends on my skill. Huh? Vali, my brother, I have yet to neglect my studies for a single day. That is why I can stand here before you, awakened as a goddess. Hold on, she became a goddess just because she studied every single day? Ah! Volley! Gildy's thrust was deftly parried by Lind. She defended Volley with a dragon scale shield and slowly stepped away from Hildy. Lindy. Excuse me. Lind, why are you here? We'll talk later. Lord Volley, please calm down. It is not wise to fight a goddess here. We should retreat and regroup later. What? You want me to tuck tail and run like a coward before Hildy? It's actually Hildy, but yeah. Please restrain yourself. If you don't, your entire unit will be annihilated. Gah! Volley's knights would likely have been defeated by Hildy's summoned knights. If his guard had not intervened, they might have been destroyed already. You're right. Get the troops back together. We're falling back! Pushing away the knights, attacking his soldiers from the rear. Volley joined forces with the guard, and with Lin's support, they began to retreat. The main force of the Liberation Army has been destroyed. Brother has already begun to retreat with his soldiers. I couldn't help but be curious about you. So you split away from Sieg and came all the way over to me? You're reckless. I am glad I could be of assistance. We aren't safe just yet. Volley looked over his shoulder. His sister Hildy, who was now a goddess, had summoned new knights to pursue them. I won't let you get away. Damn, what a persistent pest of a sister you are. Volley positioned himself to obstruct Hildy's pursuit. His soldiers continued to fall one by one like so much wheat before a scythe, despite his attempts to minimize losses. Lord Volley! It's only going to get worse if we don't try something. What should we do? Continue straight down the canyon and go through the narrowest point between the cliffs. What? What was that voice in my head? Just do as I say, unless you want to die. There, the road between the two cliffs. Volley exerted the last bit of his strength to fend off an enemy knight. Volley, acting as rear guard, made it through the narrow road, and just at that moment, the earth began to rumble. Rocks and logs fell from the top of the cliff, blocking Hildy from pursuing them any further. A red flame rose from the chaos and made it difficult for her to break through with force. What is this? It must be that voice. I don't know who he is, but I guess I owe him one. Lord Volley, the knights of the goddess! Damn, they're still here. Some knights may have run through the pass just before the barricade came down. Several knights approached them. The knights raised their swords, tips pointed at Volley's wounded men. However, before the blades could finish the men, the arrows of flame pierced through their vitals. The summoned knights, not made of flesh, fell to the ground with a muffled cry and disappeared. Nibelung spirits depend on the summoner's divinity. As long as they are separated, they become slow and weaker opponents. Okay! This is where we end it! Alright guys, so you can pick this game up right now if you're into the story. And as you can see, it's got one. We didn't see any spicy stuff at all, but it does absolutely exist in this game. It just has a real story. So, Dueltail Ninetail, they make games with adult scenes rather than adult scenes with games. So you will get a real story, real characters, and some of you might actually be interested in this. You're like, hey, Grim, I actually kind of want to play the story now. This is pretty damn good. So if you think it is, and you can handle the, what am I going to say? The battle system is kind of like, it's a strategy game, you know, like Final Fantasy Tactics kind of, right? Something like that. So if you're familiar with those kind of games, and you'll definitely like them. Alright guys, so I'm out. I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Hentai Corner with another great game. By the way, I've got one coming up for you in just a few minutes.